It was the fourth biennial prevention summit, and everyone there was determined to knock Alaska out of its top-tier position as the state with the highest rates of domestic violence and sexual assault. Julia Smith is a member of the Prevention Summit planning team and prevention director at Sitkins Against Family Violence.
Prevention is the answer to creating community transformation. But we also have to recognize that this is decades of work that we need to do. We need to be committed, and we need to maintain our focus on the work.
7 years ago, then-Governor Sean Parnell called Alaska's high rate of domestic violence and sexual assault an epidemic and pledged to stop it. Instead of emphasizing punishment for perpetrators, the governor talked about prevention. Though those in the field have long advocated it, Governor Parnell's pledge marked an official shift in statewide strategies to preventing violence before it happens. Now, years later, those meeting at the Prevention Summit in Anchorage finally have something to celebrate. They seem to have the numbers to prove that prevention works. The University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center's survey released in January shows there were 8,055 fewer victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in Alaska during 2015 than in 2010. It also documents a 31% drop in the numbers of women who experienced intimate partner violence or sexual violence. And in the area of alcohol or drug-involved sexual violence, the news was even better, a 44% drop in that same period. Those attending the conference shared strategies specific to each community, including advertising campaigns, in-school curricula promoting healthy relationships, leadership programs for youth, and activities focusing on Alaska Native culture and values. Liz Sunnyboy, a prevention consultant and presenter, is an elder originally from Pilot Station, who now lives in Anchorage.
Exchange of information, there's communication, there's nurturing, and there's storytelling in those activities. And that's the beauty of the hopeful journey that people are in different communities are starting to take.
Though the survey indicates a trend downwards through 2015, Alaska's rates of sexual assault and domestic violence remain the highest in the nation. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, where the first legal liquor sales in 40 years began last year, caregivers are seeing an increase in demand for emergency and shelter services, along with large numbers of sexual assaults. On the same day the Prevention Summit began in Anchorage, Tundra Women's Coalition Executive Director Eileen Arnold was at the Bethel City Council reporting on an increase in shelter service needs for women and children this year.
If the numbers that we're seeing right now continue, we're probably going to be providing more shelter services, more shelter nights this year, and we're going to see a higher number of adults and children utilizing our shelter by the time this fiscal year ends. And especially troubling is the number of reported sexual assaults that are happening in this region.
Arnold made her comments while the council was considering two additional liquor license applications. For KYUK, I'm Katie Basil.